Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous. Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 46. And today, because it's Christmas week, I'm going to talk a little bit about Christmas, so you get a bit of vocab, but also a bit of insight about the tradition around a French Christmas. But first, I have to confess that I'm hardly in the spirit of Christmas at all this year because of two things. One is I'm in Australia and I just can't get around the fact that Christmas is in summer here. I've like obviously spent all my childhood in France having what we call white Christmases. Even when it was not snowing, at least it was cold, and that contributes to the feeling of Christmas. I remember that, you know, it's night when it's 4 or 5 p.m. It's cold, and so we stayed out inside. We could have like some gaufres, so waffles or hot chocolate, and the Christmas cartoons and movies on TV with the blankets, all very cozy things. This week it has been 41 degrees here in Melbourne, so that's always a little bit hard for me to see that the time of the year has come again. And the second reason is, you know, we've moved to our new apartment last week, so we're still having some boxes around. Yeah, there's some pieces of furniture that yet have to be mounted. So it's still a little bit of a mess, and because of that, and for the first time ever, I think, we won't have a Christmas tree. I was quite sad about it, but I've accepted it now. So a Christmas tree in French is un sapin de Noël or un arbre de Noël, but we say un sapin because un sapin is a fir tree or a pine tree, so a tree with persistent needles, and that's the type of tree we use, of course, and we decorate. So in that tree, you would put different types of décoration, so ornaments, des boules de Noël. So une boule is a bauble. Une boule you also use for pétanque, so the French balls. You also use for billard or snooker. So they are quite small, they are very firm. And they can be full or empty, but generally heavy. Or you can have a crystal ball as well. It's also boule de cristal. I'm not going to develop there because we're not talking about sports, but we would have other words for the ball, for example, a football or basketball. This would be un ballon, because it's just it's bigger and it's used for sport. And the third word that is also used is when it's very little, very small, it's called une balle. For example, une balle de ping-pong or une balle de tennis or une balle de golf. Voilà, so boule. We can also put des guirlandes. The guirlandes, tinsels. And at the top of the tree, une étoile, so a star. So, no real sapin de Noël for us this year, but we will decorate something on Christmas Eve, and I invite you to check it out on my Instagram account at French Your Way, and you will see what we've decided to use as our substitute Christmas tree for this year. Another thing I didn't get to have was an advent calendar, un calendrier de l'Avent, just because I decided to be picky about the brand of chocolate that I wanted. I didn't want a supermarket brand of chocolate that didn't melt in the mouth, and we didn't end up finding something up to my standards. So I just wanted to say that l'Avent is the Advent period, so the days leading to Christmas from December the 1st. And it's quite easy, like, students often forget this word, but really it's like, it's similar, like, it's the same pronunciation, actually, as the word avant, which means before. So we're talking about like marking like the days before Christmas. The only difference is in the spelling. So avant as before is spelled A-V-A-N-T. And avant, like the Advent period, A-V-E-N-T. Okay? So the Advent calendars don't go, if I remember well, until Christmas Day, but until Christmas Eve. The last chocolate or the last little surprise is on the December the 24th. And December... I don't know if you can hear that, because we just moved... We're closer to the road and there's a fire truck that just passed. So Christmas Eve, le 24 décembre, for the date, is also called la veille de Noël. So la veille is the eve. Pendant la veille de Noël, pour la veille de Noël, for Christmas Eve, some people do un réveillon. And réveillon, it's a little bit... how to translate, but it's the Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve dinner. So they're like two réveillons during the year. So there are these evenings and these dinners before Christmas and New Year. And there's a verb for that, to celebrate Christmas or New Year the night before. You know, usually like with your family or with your friends, when you have, you do a little something, like you have a party or a dinner, it's called réveillonner. So you may hear, vous réveillonnez cette année? So are you like doing any kind of a celebration for one of these events this year? Vous réveillonnez pour Noël? So are you having any party or Christmas Eve dinner? Un repas de famille is what we used to do in my family. So a family meal, un repas de famille. We wouldn't do réveillon, generally the 24th in the evening. We would be just like my parents and my brother and I. Although it did happen that we were invited sometimes. But for us, Christmas... has always been really on the 25th. And on the 25th, we had that repas de famille. So at my grandmother's place. And we were always the last ones. Like, the family is quite big. Like, I have a certain number of uncle, aunts, and therefore cousins. And we would always be late and always be... the last ones. So maybe because we had a lot of presents to open, not sure. Or maybe because my mom was taking like forever to get ready in the bathroom. But anyway, so that's what I remember is we had to go around the table to do the bees, you know, the greeting kiss on the cheeks of everyone. And where I live, we do four. So imagine there were about 20 people around the table. So times four kisses each. So we were giving a lot of kisses on that day. Yes, Santa or Father Christmas literally is le Père Noël. So he's coming soon. I don't know if I'm going to have any present this year, but I know that my baby daughter, who's not even born yet, already has a few presents, lovely presents from my students. So I'm very touching, excited about that. And I will open them for her, and I love like unwrapping gifts. So totally happy with that. So anyway, obviously culturally we have le Père Noël coming. With his reindeers, not his white boomers or the kangaroos, as the tradition in Australia. But in the northeast of France, in the regions called Alsace and Lorraine, so they are the two regions that are really close to Germany. And I think Germany and some of the Nordic European countries have another tradition. It would be with Saint Nicolas. Saint Nicolas, who is the equivalent of Le Père Noël, but is coming on the 6th of December. So like the kids over there may already have their presents. And Saint Nicolas is always accompanied by it's a counterbalance. I don't know if we can say that, but the evil version of it is accompanied by Le Père Fouettard. I found online, I don't know if that rings a bell to you, Black Peter or Mr. Bogeyman. Well, basically, these two men come on the 6th of December, and Saint Nicolas gives presents to the kids who have been good. But Le Père Fouettard, un fouet, F-O-U-E-T, is a whip. It's actually a very, like, repulsive, dirty, and gross character who would actually beat and whip the kids who haven't behaved during the year. So it's probably like a very good way of blackmailing your kids to be well behaved and to be good all year round. But I just wanted to mention that, and for me, it hasn't been part of my culture and my upbringing. So I don't know that much about this tradition. What I know is a few chants de Noël. So, un chant comes from the verb chanter, to sing. Un chant de Noël is a Christmas carol. Check the show notes, so French Your Way podcast. FrenchYourWay.com.au/podcast46. FrenchYourWay.com.au/podcast46. Here you will find some links. One of them is a link to like a YouTube channel that has Christmas carols, French Christmas carols for you. Like I've selected one that has 32 different songs, so you may be interested in listening to them. The song that I know the best is called Petit Papa Noël, and it's been sung by Tino Rossi. Like, there are many different versions, but the original one and the most famous one was sung by French singer Tino Rossi. That was in 1946. I remember that my grandmother had it on what is it called? Like vinyl, like like the old black records. Yeah, and well, I don't sing very well, but you know what? I'm going to sing the first stanza and the chorus for you. And just forgive me if I'm out of tune. Just want to share with you. And after all, I have to practice my singing a little bit for when I will sing lullabies for our baby coming soon. So it goes. C'est la belle nuit de Noël, la neige étend son manteau blanc, et les yeux tournés vers le ciel, à genoux les petits enfants. Avant de fermer les paupières, font une dernière prière. Petit papa Noël, quand tu descendras du ciel avec tes jouets par milliers, n'oublie pas mon petit soulier. So in the chorus there, the little boy is praying to for Santa not to forget his little shoe. Un soulier is an old word for shoe. Why is that? It's because we don't use, well, it's the equivalent of the stockings, Christmas stockings, really. Yeah, we don't hang stockings in the French tradition. We just leave a pair of shoes under the Christmas tree, and then that's where usually the presents would come to you. By the way, a present, a gift, is un cadeau. We don't use the word un présent that much. It's a bit like old-fashioned. Last thing, something I'm going to do this year is une bûche de Noël. So a Christmas yule, a Christmas log, literally, because une bûche is a log. And this is a traditional French dessert. It looks like a Swiss roll. Okay, it's a roll cake, and it's usually filled with, like the traditional flavor is chocolate and chestnut cream, donc chocolat et crème de marron. and it's often decorated with little figurines at the top. So that's like the basis of sponge cake. Now there are also some iced version of it, and also some contemporary versions by the like fine pâtissiers, of course. So I will post, once I do it, my photo of my bûche de Noël also on Instagram. So check my account. Again, it's at French Your Way. And you can look for the hashtag bûche de Noël. I will put it there. I've also got some photos of that I took last year when I went to interview Nance from Chouquette. It's a French pâtisserie in Melbourne. You can listen to that interview in my other podcast, French Voices Podcast, and that was episode 5. So the direct URL, if you want to check it online, is French Voices Pod... French... Oh, FrenchVoicesPodcast.com/episode5 FrenchVoicesPodcast.com/episode5 And there, just click on gallery and you will see photos of Nance, who is the chef pâtissier and is making bûche de Noël. So I went to his industrial kitchen and I went to take photos of this session. So I'll also put the link in the show notes. I'll finish with three other traditions for French Christmas. One is to make une crèche, which is the crib or the nativity scene, la crèche. The little figures, the little characters, the little statues that you put in a crèche are called un santon. So it's a Christmas crib figure, but it's also called in English, I saw a santon, when it refers to les santons de Provence, so for Provence region, which are these little characters that are hand-painted and that describe picturesque daily life activities. And we talk about the santon in episode 15 of French Voices with Laura Rancy, the organizer of the Paris to Provence or Melbourne French Festival, because she brought a collection of about 100 of these santons, as well as houses and like everything to make a miniature village that she displays every year at the Melbourne French Festival. So if you want to listen to that episode, by the way, it's FrenchVoicesPodcast.com/episode15, and the link is also in the show notes. For Christmas dinner, I've already mentioned that the traditional dessert was la bûche de Noël. Two things that I don't eat because I'm not vegetarian would be like for entrée, you would often have oysters, so there's huîtres, and the main would be you know, the stuffed turkey, turkey stuffed with chestnut, c'est la une dinde au marron. So what's interesting about the word turkey, that is dinde in French, is probably its origin, because dinde can be like D apostrophe and then and, which means India, so from India or from Turkey. Do we know? We don't. It's actually not a native bird, not a bird native or endemic to France. So it's an exotic bird that has been brought back by some explorer. Just the origin is uncertain. So dinde from India in French, or maybe from Turkey in English, who knows? Last thing, something that I think is actually a common tradition of every like Christmas, a Christian country, is to go and attend the midnight mass, donc la messe de minuit. This year, my brother and his partner are going to New York to, it was their dream to spend a Christmas in New York. So they're leaving actually today, and they will attend a Christmas mass with gospel songs, and it should be very lively and interesting. And I wish them well, and I say hi to them. Hi Marine, hi Tony, because I think you may be listening as well. Well, that's it for this episode, Christmas-related episode. I'm going to let you do your last-minute Christmas shopping or maybe head to the grocery store or into your kitchen to prepare your Christmas meal. I wish you a joyeux Noël, so Merry Christmas, joyeux Noël. And don't hesitate to use the comment section of the episode, so French your way. I just can't get the addresses right today. Sorry, I think it's the hormones of pregnancy. I get, like, for the last few days I've had terrible blanks and loss of memory. So frenchyourway.com.au podcast 46. Here I invite you to comment anything that you want to share about Christmas, maybe some traditions of your country, or maybe what you received for a cadeau, for a gift. Well, thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.